Hey, welcome to D2 and Go Sports. I'm Easton Durant, and in this episode, we'll be talking about the Lakers problems, Kevin Durant, and the NBA Finals. There's a report that came out by Baxter Holmes, and it was basically talking about the guidance of Magic Johnson, Rob Pelinka, and Jeannie Buss resulted in a much external dysfunction for the Lakers. So he interviewed a couple of Lakers people, like people around the Lakers, and an anonymous front office executive on Pelinka and Johnson's Magic Mint inexperience said, "Rob and Magic have never done this job. They have no idea how to do it, let alone how to do it in the space with those guys." He's talking about clutch sports with there. Also, an anonymous Lakers athletic trainer said about Magic Johnson, "He comes off to the fan base with the big love and smile, but he's not. He's a fearmonger." And reportedly, Linda Rambis was referred as the Lakers' shadow owner and is reportedly manipulating Jeannie Buss's decisions on the Lakers. Now, I don't know how much of this is true. I read the article and it seemed pretty real and pretty truthful. And also, I would trust Baxter Holmes about this. And one thing that I think about the Lakers is that, and other teams that got LeBron, the second that he came, their front offices started kind of collapsing because he's kind of a front office guy. He wants to call the shots. He traded Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Love, which I think was a good trade on the Cavs' part, but he was the one who said, I want him. He's making all these trades for whatever team he's on. He's trying to get whoever he wants to play with on his team. Now, I don't know anything, but I don't think the Cavs traded for Dwayne Wade just because they wanted Dwayne Wade. They wanted him because LeBron wanted him. And whatever LeBron wants, he gets, because you want to keep LeBron happy. He's one of the greatest players to ever play in the NBA. Not saying he's the greatest, but one of the greatest. Now, moving on to the next topic is Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is ruled out of Game 1 and is to be reevaluated on Wednesday, the Mercury News reported. Kevin Durant is averaging 40.5 points per game against the Raptors. And this series is big for his free agency standpoint, where he is in free agency. Now, he's not one of the top players in free agency because you got Jimmy Butler, you got Kawhi Leonard, you got a couple other good players, you got Kyrie Irving, maybe Kemba Walker. This is a big offseason for the NBA. They got Klay Thompson going out. And I was listening to Colin Cowherd on The Herd Friday. Was it Friday? It was Friday. And he was saying that a lot of NBA players put their future in front of their present, trying to lock up that big deal, that big supermax deal. And he said Klay Thompson is one of the players who does not put his present in front of his future. Kevin Durant, I'm not saying he is, but right now it looks like he is. I'm not saying the calf injury is fake, but he is very cautious about this because this could affect where he is in free agency if the team still want him after the hurt calf, and how much, and if it's maybe not a big injury, but it could turn into one if he plays seven games. Now, my prediction is that if the Warriors get KD, a healthy KD back, is that they can get it. They can get five. They can win it six games, maybe. Five or four is how many games they're going to win it if they get Kevin Durant. All they need to do is stay afloat for those two games, because I think Kevin Durant's going to wait until the series goes back to Oakland, because he can just chill at Oakland, work out, get his foot ready for that game, not have to travel into a different country to play. Now, there was also this report via The Herd. Sorry, I don't know how to say this name. Excuse me if I say it wrong. Rick Boucher. Sorry, I don't know how to say it. He said, "Kevin Durant's house in the Bay Area is up for sale, and he has purchased a place in New York." Now, I don't know what to think about it. It could just be coincidentally that he put his house up in these circumstances, and nobody knows if he actually bought the house. But I don't know. Our next subject is the Warriors versus Raptors. That was a great game by Kawhi to go into to win game six versus the Bucks. Paul Pierce is he can't predict anything right. First he said the Bucks had it first round against the Bucks, he said Celtics easily. Next round he said Bucks easily. So basically, you do not want Paul Pierce to predict your team to win that round, or win a game, or win a couple games, because after they went up 2-0, he immediately tweeted that. Next four games, Raptors won those four games. Now this finals is going to be huge, because it'll affect a couple players' free agencies, such as Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, and Klay Thompson. Kawhi Leonard, I think, is the biggest, because he's been one of the main reasons why Toronto is in this series. I mean, why they're gone this far. If they did not have Kawhi Leonard, and let's say they had DeMar DeRozan, I do not think that they would be in the finals. For the first time since 95, they would not be in the finals with DeMar DeRozan, which... There was this other thing, and it was a picture of Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich talking, and it was funny because it was Steve Kerr probably trying to get advice on how to stop Kawhi Leonard because he's been so good throughout the postseason. But yeah, I just don't think that if they had DeMar DeRozan, they would not be this far. The Bucks would probably beat them. Sorry. Now, Steph Curry is averaging 27.3 this season, and Kawhi is averaging 26.6. Now, this game, if Kawhi shows up early in Toronto, if he shows up ready to go the second that the ball is thrown in the air for the jump, I think they could win it. I honestly think that this is the first finals in a long time where... Actually, sorry, not to say a long time, but in a couple of years where the series has actually been... pretty even since before the Warriors got Kevin Durant. That's the last time the finals was probably an even match because they have Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. The Raptors have Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry, and Fred VanVleet. Fred VanVleet has been probably a big runner up for Sixth Man of the Year. Has been huge throughout the stretch of this playoffs and has been very, very good throughout the playoffs. Now, if the Warriors get Kevin Durant, like I said before, they will probably win in four or five games. The Raptors have a huge chance to win it. Like I said, they have all the options to go to. Kawhi Leonard has been absolutely amazing during the postseason so far. The only thing that could stop Kawhi Leonard this postseason is probably Klay Thompson. Probably him. If anyone else can guard him on the Warriors, it would probably be Draymond, which I don't really think he could, but I don't know. So far this postseason, he's averaged 31.2 points per game, 3.8 assists, and 8.8 rebounds. So, like I said, it could be a toss-up who will win. But thanks for listening to E2N Go Sports. As always, I'm Easton Durant. You can subscribe to us on YouTube at E2N Go Sports. Also, with Anchor, you can now send us voice messages to be played on the podcast. So do that to send us opinions about certain segments and what you want us to talk about. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at E2N Go Sports. Thank you.